This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
When it comes to Friday morning, it's always a pleasure to welcome Dr. Peter Hammond. Dr. Hammond is the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Dr. Hammond, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Brad. And, you know, as we approach the end of January, we are heading towards Sanctity Life Sunday. This coming Sunday is Sanctity Life Sunday. The 1st of February marks the anniversary, the tragic anniversary of the legalization of abortion in South Africa, what they called the Termination of Pregnancy or TOP Bill, which since the 1st of February 1997, when abortion was legalized, more than 6 million babies in South Africa have been killed by abortion officially, mostly with taxpayers' money. 6 million South African babies. That's just absolutely tragic. And we need to mobilize for life. We need to stand for life. Ezekiel 22, verse 30, The Lord Jesus says, "So I sought for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land so that I should not destroy it." You know, innocent blood cries out from the land, and there's no atonement that can be made for the blood of the innocents except the blood of the one who shed it. And so Africa Christian Action has been organizing the March for Life on National Days of Repentance in South Africa. We've lost 29 years. Since 1997, every 1st of February or the closest weekday to it, we've marched to Parliament to make a stand for the right to life of preborn babies. And we encourage pastors on the Sunday closest, which this year is actually on the anniversary, the 1st of February, to focus on what the Bible says about when does life begin and what is our responsibility. The scripture declares in Proverbs 1, verse 20, "Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the openings of the gates in the city, she speaks her words." And so it's important to make a public stand. And so every year on the anniversary of this disastrous legislation of abortion, Africa Christian Action has organized the March for Life to Parliament, followed by a prayer vigil and repentance service outside the gates of Parliament. And so this coming Monday, the 2nd of February, we will have a funeral procession through the streets of Cape Town to the gates in Roland Street of Parliament. And marchers will carry miniature coffins and Christian flags and flowers and banners and placards, which declare things like abortion, one dead, one wounded, adoption, loving option, abortion is murder, Jesus heals and forgives, speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves. And we will have a hearse leading the march to dramatize the fact that this is a matter of life and death. And at the corners of Roland and Plain Streets, at the main entrance to Parliament, which I know is being repaired right now, but it's still a good venue to gather, you know, where the statue of the first Prime Minister of South Africa, Louis Botha, is on the horse and rider, that entrance to Parliament. We have a nice area where we can gather under the trees in the shade on the sidewalk and have this service. So anyone who's in Cape Town who wants to take off their lunchtime and come and join us, most welcome. The march will start at Kaput, Cape Provincial University of Technology parking area, and go from there down to Parliament. And the march starts at 12:30. The service at the gates of Parliament starts at 1 p.m., which is perfect for people who are taking off their lunchtime to come and join us. We read in Deuteronomy 21 that if a person is found slain lying in a field, if innocent blood is shed, and for whatever reason you cannot bring the perpetrator to justice, the elders and judges should go to the gates of the city, and they should declare, our hands did not shed this innocent blood. We did not see this. Please accept this atonement for your people, whom you've redeemed. Do not hold us guilty of the blood of the innocent. And so Deuteronomy 21 gives this idea that spiritual and civil leaders of a city should declare that they had no part in the innocent blood shed in their city, even if they didn't see the murder taking place. And similarly, pastors and civic leaders should respond to the abortion holocaust taking place in our city and country by taking a prophetic stand at the very gates of our parliament where they legalize this evil thing, asking God to have mercy upon the nation for the blood of 6 million babies killed by abortion in the last 29 years. So if anyone is interested in observing Sanctity Life Sunday this Sunday, they can go onto the Frontline website, frontlinemissionsa.org website. And on that website, there's under events. You'll see we've got under events, Sanctity Life Sunday poster and March for Life to Parliament. And then there's a whole lot of links to resources like Bible studies, sermons on the right to life, and also pro-life tracks that you can download, milestones of early life, It's My Body, Abortion Effects, Considering Abortion, and there's prayers of repentance, there's Sanctity Life Sunday sermons like Life, Logic, and Love, and so many things that you can download and use. Some good booklets like Support Life, Support Her. There's stats on abortion that you can use. So it's an easy start for someone who wants to, for their youth group or for the Bible study group, for the Sunday school, for the congregation, whoever you're able to reach, that there's resources you can share. We've got materials there from National Alliance for Life, from Doctors for Life and Africa Christian Action that you can use to be able to educate and enlist and inspire your people to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, to rescue those being led away to death, hold back those staggering towards slaughter. It's so important to show that we love our neighbor, and that must include even our unborn neighbor. And I actually had the opportunity to many times march people to Parliament, but on one occasion I was encouraged to come back immediately and see the president. At that stage, Nelson Mandela, he summoned me to Parliament. We had marched 30,000 people to Parliament back in May 1995, and I was summoned to meet the president, and one of the things he said to me was, I'm surprised you're seeking to interfere in women's rights to choose. And I pointed out that, in fact, he's questioning the Christianity of people who 40 years ago questioned justified apartheid. And I said, I tell you, sir, it won't be 40 years from now people question your humanity for legalizing abortion. You're seeking to replace apartheid with abortion. And abortion is even worse than apartheid. Abortion doesn't just place the baby on a separate voter's roll and restrict where they can live or swim. Abortion takes a baby's life. Life begins at conception. Abortion is the violent taking of that life. Abortion is the worst kind of apartheid. It separates a baby from its own mother and from its life support at its most critical stage of development. You are seeking to replace racial discrimination with discrimination on the basis of age. And I think that is really, when you get down to it, what's happened. And it's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of logic. It's a matter of love. We've got to love our neighbor. You know, if you don't like the idea of being poisoned, don't let it be done to a baby. If you don't like to be snatched from your home and dismembered, don't allow it to be done to a baby. And do to others you want to be done unto. That's the law of our Lord Jesus. Love your neighbor as yourself. And therefore, I think standing up for the sanctity of life, speaking up for the sanctity of life, speaking up for those who cannot speak up for themselves, is Christian witness. Of course, we always use these marches for evangelism, so we'll be distributing gospel literature along the sidewalks as we march to Parliament. We are looking for people to join us, carrying placards and posters, and those who want to engage in personal one-on-one evangelism while we do this. Every one of these marches for life are also evangelistic outreaches. And so we encourage anyone who wants to learn more, visit our www.frontlinemissionsa.org website. Look at the events button and get the details. Join us there at the parking lot in Cape Provincial University of Technology before 12:30. And if not, join us at the Gates of Parliament in Rowland Street and Plain Street in by 1 o'clock on Monday, the 2nd of January. Hope to see many of you there.
Thanks so much, Dr. Hammond. I will see you there. Look forward to that. And thanks for your time this morning. Have yourself a really good weekend. And thanks so much for sharing from your heart so passionately this morning.
Thank you so much.
That's the voice of Dr. Peter Hammond. He's the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.